March 22nd, the grace-filled life. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance, so they went in. But they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. And then the men asked, "Why are you looking among the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 7. For two millennia, the resurrection of Jesus Christ has been surrounded by controversy. This should come as no surprise, since what we believe about Christ, his life, mission, and our position with him are life-altering decisions of the highest magnitude. Those who embrace him have the undeserved privilege of living a grace-filled life. Because of God's great grace, displayed in the giving of his Son, we have forgiveness of our sins, unlimited provision to complete his will, peace that passes all understanding, and so much more. Jesus Christ, motivated by love, willingly sacrificed his life for the sins of the world. He lived among us, was crucified, rose from the dead 3 days after he was killed, remained for 40 days with his disciples, sharing with them about the kingdom of God, and then ascended in the clouds to the right hand of the Father, where he reigns forever. The grace of God made a way for all who believe in him to turn from our sin, be forgiven, receive eternal life, and abide with him forever. Father, you are the risen King of glory, the only one deserving of honor and worship. Thank you for loving me and your abundant mercy and grace. Because of your life, I have life. Amen. Forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at awakenthedawndaily and Facebook at awakenthedawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.